Rose Frelita succeeded Kathy Castor on the Hillsborough County Commission a year ago. Although from different political parties, they've both been in the same position in being the lone one vote in 6-1 votes on various issues on the board. Frelita is also serving as chairperson for the Rudy Giuliani campaign in Hillsborough County. WMNF spoke with her Saturday morning about her issues on the board. But first, we asked her about a recent controversy involving Administrator Pat Bean. Earlier this month, at the annual public hearing on proposed laws affecting Hillsborough County, state legislators were considering a bill that would change the balance of city and county representation on three local boards to give the county more power on each: the Environmental Protection Commission, the Sports Authority, and the Planning Commission. The Hillsborough County Commission had decided earlier, however, not to support any change to the Planning Commission. Representative Kevin Ambler ultimately offered his bill with the Planning Commission in it after all. And County Administrator Pat Bean, speaking for the board, said that was okay. We asked Rose Frelita about this.
Well, let me make it very simple. When you talked about the comparison with city council and county commission, I laugh every time I hear one of the very vivid descriptions of the difference. County commission has been described to me as city council on steroids. So it's a different arena. I don't know how any of the other commissioners feel, but for my position, Pat Bean did not represent what I thought. I know that Councilwoman Mulhern came up with a suggestion so that they would have some representation on EPC because it is a Hillsborough committee that should represent cities and unincorporated areas of Hillsborough County. And I thought the compromise was good, that we left Planning Commission alone, gave the cities, Plant City, Temple Terrace, City of Tampa, some representation in EPC, and maybe some adjustments on the Sports Authority. But when she came up with her determination of what she thought was the best way to go, she absolutely, I could say that 20 times, was not representing my position. No.
Yeah, interesting. You've got discussions now that they've got this county mayor proposal. Commissioner Norman comes out last week, and now he says he wants to, of course, Hillsborough County has to be one of those, whenever there's changes to the voting, it has to get approved by the Justice Department. But that's generally after something actually is approved, not before. We know that some of those commissioners, I don't know what you feel about this, and I'd like to get your thoughts about it, but the whole county mayor, they've been very critical about it from the get-go, for whatever reasons. Norman came out with this thing last week saying that now he was concerned about the implications because I believe Gerald White came out and said he was concerned about what would happen to African Americans. What's your thoughts about all that?
Well, first of all, I think he described it as six whites and one African American. Well, let's break that up a little further. One African American, five white males, one female Hispanic. So I think the representation that he portrayed is a little bit distorted. I don't look at color or creed or anything else in terms of my district and how I'm going to represent them. That's nonsense. That's not good government. I'm not concerned about that. I think if you elect the right people, then it doesn't matter what your background is, what your origin is, what anything is. You're going to get that representation. In terms of the mayorship, I think probably most of the commissioners, if not all except for me, are against it, mayoral position in terms of the government. And I always tell this back to them. It's almost like I'm preaching. You know, if you're happy with the representation you're getting, you're not going to go anyplace else. There have been lots of cases when the commission that I sit on has been criticized. It's the same thing I always bring back to my practice of pharmacy. If somebody is happy with Rose Frelita as their pharmacist, they're not going to go to Walgreens. Same thing here. If people feel as though the seven commissioners are giving them representation that they want and that they feel is appropriate, they're not going to look at the mayoral form of government. In some cases, we have been, as a group, very dysfunctional. And I can understand people wanting to go to that extra layer of government. You could argue the for or the against, but my comments in closing always are the same. If we're doing a good job, then we are going to be our very best friends in terms of the public not wanting the county. But when we don't represent them well, we're our worst enemy. And they should get whatever they want. I don't support some of the positions that some of the guys have taken about, well, let's make it 60%. No, let's make it 50% plus one, and people rule as they should.
Last question for you. There's some talk about making the county commission broken into districts. I mean, there are districts now, but making everyone, like the seven district elections, as it were, and getting rid of the at-large seats. Any thoughts about that?
Well, some people say that, you know, then each district will have one representative. If it's all about the people who represent you, not about the structure. Right now, they've got the three countywide, and they've got the single member. To me, I don't care because my representation of who I represent is going to be the same. And I don't stop at the boundary of my district. So, again, that seems to me not necessarily a knee-jerk reaction, but a reaction to the fact that Maybe we're not happy with what we've got, so we should look at something else. And that's fine, too. You know, again, back to my closing comment before. The public should rule, and if they think that there's a better form of being represented, I'm all for it, and I'll support it, and I'll serve under any conditions.